Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And we're here to answer your questions.
Right.
Now, we got a letter today from a kid named, Jimmy, who lives in a place near Texas somewhere.
Yeah, Texas.
This kid, Jimmy, says that he knows this other kid named,
Jerry.
Yeah, sure, Jerry. But this other kid named Jerry. Now, Jimmy said that this kid, Jerry, is so selfish, one of the most selfish kids in the whole world. So selfish, it just makes you sick.
No, he's not.
Who's not?
Jerry. He's not selfish. He's nice.
No, he's selfish. Remember the letter?
No. Jimmy said Jerry was nice and that other kid, Hubert, was selfish.
Hubert?
Yeah, Hubert.
Who's gonna name their kid Hubert? Look, Larry, in the letter we got today from that kid Jimmy, who lives near Texas somewhere, it said that his friend Jerry was selfish. That's what it said. Remember?
You want a piece of me?
Hey, whoa! Oh, man, you're the one that said Jerry.
Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
Hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm not selfish.
You're not Bob the Tomato. I'm Bob the Tomato. Jimmy? Jerry? Is that you? What in the world are you guys doing?
Oh, man. We were just trying to help you guys out.
Yeah, help.
We figured you needed a break.
Break? I just had a break. I don't need another one.
Oh, come on, Bob. Please let us do this. We've been wanting to host a show ever since Dave and the Giant Pickle.
I don't know about this. I'm not sure
I... We got a story.
You do?
Yeah, we do. Jerry wrote it himself. Right, Jerry?
That's right, Jimmy. I got a story. Well, what's it about?
It teaches kids not to be selfish.
Huh. Well, that's a good thing to teach kids, I suppose. Maybe if you've got a good story...
Oh, thanks, Bob. You won't be sorry. You'll see.
What's it called?
It's called... I don't know. Jerry, what's it called?
It's called The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down with All the Bananas.
Catchy.
Well, then, if you'll excuse us, we've got a show to do.
Oh, okay.
Break a leg.
Well, Jimmy from near Texas, here's a story for you to show that other selfish kid.
Hubert, roll film. Roll film. The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down with All the Bananas.
Hello, I am the Englishman who went up a hill and came down with all the bananas, leaving, of course, the inhabitants of the hill with no bananas and therefore bestowing the term selfish upon myself. I know, but I've got all the bananas.
Red, aren't you going to eat them?
Why, of course not. You can't eat bananas without strawberries.
Hello, I'm the Swede who went up a hill and came down with all the strawberries, leaving, of course, the inhabitants of the hill with no strawberries. And therefore bestowing the term selfish upon myself.
You're not Swedish.
Shh!
You're so selfish!
but I've got all the strawberries.
Well, are you going to eat them?
Oh, no. You can't eat strawberries without bananas.
Pardon me, good Swede. Could you spare a strawberry?
No. Excuse me, Mr. Englishman. Could I trouble you for a banana?
No.
You're so selfish! You guys are not so bright!
The end.
Oh, wow! That was something! I guess it's not good to be selfish, eh, Jerry?
Nope. Not so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us today.
Yeah, QWERTY.
Hi, QWERTY! Got a verse? QWERTY? 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 Oh, great! Somebody turned off QWERTY! Who turned off QWERTY? Let's see. Control, Shift, Tab, Delete. No. Shift, Escape, 6, Option. No, Function, Escape, Tab, L.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, would you look at that! Don't be selfish. Hey, that's a good one. Well, we're out of time for today, kids. Remember...
Hold it! Stop! You can't end a show like that! Well, it's way too short. The story was kind of, well, I don't know. QWERTY's off, and there's not even a verse. No, this is all wrong. We gotta do it again. My apologies, boys and girls. We're going to give this another go-round. Jimmy! Jerry! Take off those ridiculous costumes! We've got a real story to tell! Larry, do you remember that letter we got from Lucy Thomas of Bismarck, North Dakota?
Yeah. The one where she said she didn't like to play with her sister because she wanted to keep all her toys to herself?
That's the one. I'd say it's about time we taught little Lucy a thing or two about being selfish. What do you say?
I say aye aye, Skipper.
It's good to be back. Action!
Once upon a time, there lived a king. Like other kings, he had a really neat castle to live in and a lovely little kingdom to rule. But unlike other kings, this king spent most of his time in the bathtub. Oh yes, his name was George. King George.
King George, your highness, do you think you'll be coming out anytime soon? We have important business to discuss.
What do you think, Ducky? Oh, I couldn't agree more. Not right now, Lewis. We're not finished with our royal bath.
It's quite important, sir.
Oh, Ducky, why can't they just leave us alone?
Yes, it was a little odd. You see, the kingdom was at war. The Great Pie War, to be exact. And usually, when a kingdom was at war, the king would, help.
It'll have to wait, Lewis. First thing first. Right, Ducky?
King George loved to take baths. But most of all, King George loved his rubber ducky.
Some kings love horses, and some kings love cattle. Some kings love leading their troops into battle. But me, I'm not like that. I find that stuff yucky. I'd much rather stay in my tub with my ducky.
I love my duck.
Sir, if I could have a minute.
Love my duck.
There are some things we must discuss.
I love my duck.
See, there's a war and, well, we're in it.
Love my duck.
Though I don't mean to make a fuss.
Then don't. Sing with me, Lewis.
Huh? Oh, okay. Because he loves his duck.
And that is why I can't be bothered.
Loves his duck.
With a particular love war.
He loves his duck.
Cause quite unlike my dear old father.
Loves his duck.
I find it all a bore. Now concentrate, dear Lewis. And I think you will agree. The most important person in the whole wide world is me. So please don't drag me down with all the people and their troubles. Go run some water in my tub to freshen up my bubbles.
Oh boy.
Because I love my duck.
I don't know why I even bother.
Love my duck.
You just can't reason with this guy.
Because I love my duck.
It's time to face the facts. I think we're all a little stuck.
So let the army run amok.
I fear the kingdom's out of luck.
Because I love my duck.
Yes, undoubtedly we're stuck.
So let the army run amok.
Oh boy, we're really out of luck.
Because I love my...
Hey, what's that? Give me a quarter.
Because I love my duck, you're always there to make me smile. I love my duck, you're my very favorite toy. Because I love my duck.
It's beautiful. I want it.
What? The house?
No, the ducky.
Oh, but you already have a ducky.
What are you saying? That I shouldn't have whatever I want?
Well...
I must have it, I must get it, you must go and get it for me. If you want me to be happy, then you'll show me you adore me. Don't rest another minute till it's sitting here before me. If you wanna do your best, I would suggest you go and bring me back that duck.
But sir, if I could just jog your memory, you already have quite a few duckies.
Those are yesterday's duckies.
Huh? Well, these are all perfectly good duckies. Why, most of your loyal subjects would love to have even one ducky this nice.
I don't like these, I don't need these, I don't want these any longer. My affection for those duckies isn't getting any stronger. To say I can't have what I want, you couldn't be more wronger. Don't ask me to explain, there will be pain if you don't go and get that duck.
Our conversation is over.
Did you say wronger?
What? I don't know. Perhaps.
It's more wrong, not more wronger.
It had to rhyme. Don't question a king's grammar. Now go and get that duck.
But King George, we can't just barge in and take Thomas's duck.
Why not?
Well, he'll tell people, and then everyone will think you're going to come in and take their stuff. You can't run a kingdom that way.
No, all right. Well, then we'll have to do something about Thomas.
What?
Come in! Ah, Frederick! My favorite general! How goes the war?
As Lewis has told you, the Pie War has grown ferocious!
Ah!
at the front.
Lilith didn't tell me that.
I was trying to, but you wouldn't come out of the...
More men, eh?
Yes, we need more men.
You know, I believe Thomas would like to help.
Thomas? He's rather small.
He's surprisingly strong for his size.
As you wish, sire. Your Highness!
And one more thing, Cedric. Put Thomas at the front of the battle, then have everyone else step back.
But he'll be creamed!
Your king has spoken.
As you wish, sire.
Lilith, meet me at dusk at the east gate. We've got a little job to do.
It was terrible. Lilith didn't want Thomas to get hurt, and he certainly didn't want to take his ducky, but he also didn't want King George to send him to the Pie War, too. So he did what the king asked.
Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. We join Larry as he follows the tragic saga of Barbara Manatee in the daytime drama Endangered Love.
Barbara Manatee,
Manatee,
you are the one for me,
one for me.
Sent from up above,
up above.
You are the one I love.
Please don't cry, Barbara. You're a nice manatee. You've been so good to me. But I must go into the world and do noble things for the good of all. And you can't come because you don't speak French. Au revoir.
But if you leave, Bill, who will take me to the ball? Who's going to take me to the ball, Bill?
To the ball, Barbara Manatee.
Please don't go.
I must.
Don't go.
I must.
Don't.
Must.
Don't.
Must.
Barbara Manatee.
Manatee.
You are the one for me.
One for me.
Sent from up above.
Manatee from
heaven. You are the one I love.
Things for the good of all.
Yes, but first, Bill, will you take me to the ball? Oh, Bill, will you take me to the ball?
I can't dance.
You can't?
No.
I must go.
Please don't go.
I must.
Don't go.
I must.
Don't.
Must.
Don't. Don't.
Must.
Barbara Manatee.
Manatee.
You are the one.
Larry? What are you doing?
Jeff, watching a little TV, Bob?
Well, maybe you should read a book.
Yeah, okay.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Bill say,
Barbara, I've learned to dance.
Oh, Bill.
All right, follow me. and try to act inconspicuous. Let's have a look at it.
It looks just like your other duckies.
What? Hold your tongue, Infidel! This is the most perfect ducky the world has ever known! It's time for a bath! Who could that be? Come in!
Thomas!
Yeah, Thomas! Back so soon?
It was astounding! There he was, alone at the front line! But he never gave up! He stood his ground! And this little fellow single-handedly stopped the advancing horde!
He did?
He's a war hero, sire!
Yes. Well, Thomas,
Incoming! Boysenberry at 3 o'clock!
I'm sorry.
I'm afraid he's lost his mind, sire. The trauma of war.
Oh, no. Well, how long will he be like this?
No telling. Perhaps the rest of his life.
Yeah?
Cobbler in the hole!
Well, we will give him the highest honor of the kingdom.
Yes, sire. If he were conscious, I'm sure he would thank you. I'll take him to his room now.
Thank you, Cedric. Now, finally, I can take that bath.
Oh, I feel just terrible.
Oh, that's all right. I still have time for my bath.
What? Are you the only one you think about?
No. I've been thinking about this ducky for quite some time now. Since Thomas has lost his marbles, he won't be needing it. So, come on, help me out with that bath. Oh, great. Come in.
I did.
I see. And who are you?
You remember me. I am Melvin, that slightly odd wise man who shows up every so often to tell you things.
Ah, yes. Well, what is it?
I have to tell you a little story.
Not now. I'm gonna go take a bath. Come back at bedtime.
It's important.
Oh, okay. What's that?
It's a flannel graph to illustrate.
Ooh, flannel graph.
There once was a man, a very rich man. He had a lot of sheep, he had a lot of land. He threw a lot of parties, he was dapper, he was tan. Yes, there once was a very rich man.
Okay, great story. I'll see you next time.
Wait just a minute, my story isn't done. It's about two men, and I've only mentioned one.
Oh.
There once was a man, a very poor man. He had next to nothing, just a little lamb. But he loved it like a son, and he fed it from his hand. Yes, there once was a very poor man. Then one day, there was a guest at the house of the rich man. What did he do? Have you guessed to feed the guest of the rich man?
Well, let's see. He had plenty of sheep, so he could just share one of his sheep. Not a problem.
He took the lamb of the poor man. He took the lamb of the poor man. The rich man took to feed his guest. The very, very poor man's lamb.
What? Is that a true story?
As surely as I stand before you today, my story is true.
Who is that man? Tell me. To take the lamb of the poor man when he had lots of sheep and the poor man only had one. Man! For his cruelty, he will spend the rest of his days locked in my dungeon. Who is he?
Oh, King George. The king, you have many duckies, but Thomas only had one, and he loved it very much. But you weren't thinking about Thomas, you were only thinking about yourself and what you wanted.
But I...
Your Highness, what you have done has made God very unhappy. For whether you are a king or just a kid, God wants us all to think of others first. You have been selfish, King George. And when we are selfish, we hurt the people around us, just as you have hurt Thomas. God wants us to love our neighbors, not hurt them.
What do I do? What do I do?
Here is what you must do. Ask God to forgive you. Ask Thomas to forgive you. And then...
Yes?
Make it right. Well, King George knew exactly what to do.
Lewis, draw a bath!
What?
Trust me.
Okay.
I gotta find Thomas.
He figured a nice hot bath in the royal tub would help Thomas.
Hello? Here. Let's clean you up a little.
And sure enough, he was right.
Hey, where am I? Wow, big tub. Am I in heaven?
No, silly. It's just my bathtub. I've got something for you.
My ducky!
King George told Thomas what he had done and asked Thomas if he could forgive him. After thinking it over a bit, Thomas said yes. Then King George prayed and asked God to forgive him too. Yes, sir, being forgiven felt really great. And the people he had hurt, Thomas and even Lewis, by making him do things Lewis knew were wrong, felt much better once they knew King George was really sorry. Yep, it was a happy day.
So, King George, what'd you learn today?
What I learned? Let me tell you. Today, I learned that being selfish doesn't pay. I tried it just the other day. I wanted to be happy. I thought it was the way, but it weren't.
I think you mean wasn't. It wasn't the way.
Well, now I know just what to do. Before I think about me, I better think about you. So send a message out to every boy and girl. There's no better way to make a really yucky world than being selfish.
Selfish. Ooh.
It doesn't pay. I tried it.
You tried it just the other day.
I wanted to be happy.
You thought it was the way.
But it weren't.
Wasn't. Well, that was really something.
I'll say. King George sure learned a valuable lesson about being selfish.
He sure did. In fact, the next day, he went around his kingdom giving his old duckies away to anyone who wanted one, so they could be happy too.
Wow.
We're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we've learned today.
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. And God has a lot to say in his book.
What? Hey, you wouldn't let us do the show. We gotta do something.
Oh, all right.
You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. Now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
Look. Take it, Bob.
King George learned that being selfish, like when we want to take something that belongs to someone else, or when we won't share the things that belong to us, well, it hurts the people around us.
That's right, Bob. Hey, let's see if QWERTY had the verse.
Good idea, Larry.
Love each other as brothers and sisters, and honor others more than you do yourself. Romans 12:10.
So the Bible says that instead of just trying to honor ourselves or make ourselves happy, we should think about the people around us, about our friends at school or our brothers and sisters. What could we do that would make them feel good? Lucy Thomas of Bismarck, North Dakota, I bet it would make your sister very happy if you would share your toys with her.
I think so too, Bob. Well, we're out of time for today, so remember, kids,
God made you special, and he loves you very much.
Hey, Bob, if it's okay with you, some friends of ours would like to take the next show.
What?
Hello! I am Bob the Tomato!
And I am Larry the Cucumber!
I don't feel good about that.
Goodbye!
Wait, huh?